been filed against the state by supporters of Prop 2. They say that the state should not have stepped in to change that law. They're saying that the law passed, it was voted on, it was on a ballot, the voters passed it, and the legislature shouldn't be able to step in the way that they did. Let's go to Todd Weiler. Senator Todd Weiler, representing parts of Davis County. Senator Weiler, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks. I also represent parts of Salt Lake.
Oh, do you?
Rose Park in my district.
Oh, okay. All right.
Thanks, Ethan.
Well, Rose Park is a great neighborhood, so you're lucky that's in your district. I went to West High School, so I knew a lot of kids growing up from Rose Park. So
yeah, wonderful.
So Todd,
I enjoy that.
Senator Weiler.
Yeah. So the great thing about our country is anybody can sue for anything, and whether you win or lose, the attorneys usually get paid. So as an attorney, that's a wonderful thing. But this is a crazy lawsuit because they're suing. Rocky is suing the state for following the law and following the Utah Constitution. And I've looked, and I think this is what my takeaway is. So first of all, half the states in the country don't have any citizen proposition or citizen initiative process. So it's mostly a Western state phenomenon. But of all the states, the half that do have them, all of the states except for two allow the legislature to come in and tinker with it. Mm-hmm. In some states like Arizona, there's a waiting period, I think, of 2 years. But in most states, if you get two-thirds like we did on Monday, you can do it immediately. So what Rocky is complaining of and saying is just unconscionable here in Utah is kind of the status quo across the board.
Well,
I always like to look and see what other states are doing.
You certainly got to respect what other states are doing. But at the same time, isn't there something to be said for a concerted effort to sit down and say, okay, we see these happen so rarely in the state of Utah. They are so rarely successful. We have an extremely high bar to pass these, to even get them on the ballot, let alone convince everyone in a state like Utah that they should back legalizing marijuana in some way. I mean, the success of this proposition, even at 53%, I think 10 years ago, no one would have ever predicted this would happen. But they're there. They got it over the line. Why do you feel like you should be able to step in when the voters were fairly clear on they wanted it on the ballot and then it passed? Why should you be able to step in and say, well, too bad, no, we're going to do it differently or throw it out altogether? I mean, it's in the law. You're right, it's in the law. It's in the law, but I'm talking like...
I mean, it passed in Rose Park, but when I do my whole district, it failed by a fairly large margin. And it failed in the majority of Senate and House districts.
Well, but just because it failed in your district, is that where you think you get the authority then to dump a proposition that was voted on directly by the state voters?
Okay, Ethan, when you talk about the will of the people, am I supposed to respect the will of the people that voted for me and that I represent, or the will of the people that voted for Jim DeBacchus? I mean, and that's the question.
But you don't get a chance to weigh in on Jim DeBacchus's election. So Jim DeBacchus gets elected, and you can't weigh in on that because that's the will of those voters. I'm saying, why do you have the right now in this context to overthrow also the will of the voters?
And I'll tell you that because I think Governor Herbert's statement on Tuesday night encapsulated this. I really think the will of the people was, we want medical marijuana in Utah, and we want it now. I don't personally believe the will of the people was, we want every jot and tittle of Prop 2, which most voters tell me when I ask them that they didn't read at all.
Right.
And so the question really becomes, what was the will of the people? Was it every word of Prop 2, or was it saying, we want Utah to legalize medical marijuana? I believe it's the latter. And so, others, reasonable minds can differ on that.
So what you're saying is the actions of the legislature more closely reflect what people really wanted through the Prop 2 process?
Well, we're a republic. We're not a democracy.
Right.
And I think people elect their representatives to dig deep, take a deep dive on these issues and study it and do something that's responsible. And I think the compromise special session bill does that much better than Prop 2 did.
If this lawsuit leads to a change in the law, is there room, you think, to tinker with what the legislature is allowed to do following a proposition?
Yeah, I think there's room to do that. It may require an amendment of the Utah Constitution. But what I think, and this is what I tweeted, so let me get this in there. What I think this lawsuit's really about is, once it's filed, Rocky's going to get to subpoena emails and text messages, and I think it's a fishing expedition. They want to find a smoking gun or some embarrassing email that kind of proves their point. And I don't think they will. That's what the lawsuit's really about.
Oh, Senator Wyler, are you still there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. So there was a little click, and then I missed that last word.
Sorry.
But no, that's all right. I thought maybe we'd, for a second there, I thought we'd lost you. So you don't think they're going to find anything? You don't think they're going to find?
I don't. I really don't. I think this has been a fairly transparent process. Obviously, you can't have 3 million people in the room when you're negotiating, the language of a bill.
Yeah.
And I don't think our system was ever designed that way. So the first draft of this compromise bill was put on the website, the legislative website, back in October. And based on feedback, it was modified and tweaked, which is what you would want to see, as more people, mm-hmm. more eyeballs get on it.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen with Prop 2.
You know, I'll tell you, the people, there are a limited number of opportunities for people to weigh in directly on the actions of government. We can do that,
yep.
through electing people. You're on the ballot. People can weigh in on you every few years. We occasionally get a proposition. Those are rarely successful. We have a few other opportunities where we can weigh in directly. For the most part, though, we rely on representatives to craft the law,
yeah.
to hire people, to execute all that kind of stuff. We weigh in kind of on the larger, did we think Senator Wyler was successful overall? But I feel like there's some room here to talk about, well, look, in the case of your job, when you get elected, okay, if the president of the Senate doesn't want you in the Senate, it doesn't matter because the voters of Rose Park and parts of Davis County want you. So it doesn't matter what the Senate president wants, doesn't matter what the House of Representatives wants, doesn't matter what the governor wants, you're there. And they can't say
yeah.
anything about it because the voters have spoken in that one way they're allowed to. I kind of feel like we've got a similar situation with Prop 2 that I think ought to be flushed out. And if you don't believe that we should be allowed to, we should be able to make laws like this, then I think a better solution, one that I think is a little more respectful of the voters' role in the process, is to get rid of it completely rather than tell voters, yeah, you can do this, oh, whoop, bait and switch.
Yeah, I think you raised some good points, but two things that you're missing. Number one, even last summer when some of the fatal flaws in Prop 2 were being pointed out, the people that wrote Prop 2 said, don't worry, just pass it and the legislature can fix it. And we did fix it. Number two, when the compromise was announced, these same people were saying, even if you support the compromise, you got to vote for Prop 2 to hold the legislature's feet to the fire. So your points are valid, but they kind of disregard those two people because those two points. Because I had several of my constituents say, "I'm voting for this to make sure the compromise actually gets."
Well, yeah, but I mean, there's a difference though between people making fatuous arguments, because that happens in elections also for office holders. There's a difference between that and established law concerning how much authority that vote has when it's given to someone. Is it really authoritative?
We have established law, and by allowing Prop 2 to go into effect and then supplanting that 2 days later, we complied 100% with the established law and with the Utah Constitution.
This is where I kind of feel like the lawsuit might show that it's not as established as maybe we thought, and there's room for change. I want to hit a couple of text messages here. Because there's one other element of this, and then we got to wrap it up. Are you concerned at all? Because I've gotten a bunch of text messages about how people are upset and this erodes their trust in the legislature. Are you concerned with that?
Yes, I'm always concerned about that. But, you know, as I'm being attacked and I'm also being complimented, by the way, a lot of the anger is coming from people who were already distrustful of the legislature and already distrustful of the LDS Church. So I think this has kind of ramped up those emotions.
All right.
People that already had those emotions.
All right. Senator Todd Wyler, representing the great community of Rose Park and a few others north. Thanks, Senator Wyler. We'll talk to you soon.